This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan, and this is the final part of episode number 12, which I've entitled Two Things That I Believe Every Christian Should Have in Their Walk. I'm your host, Travis Sullivan, and once again, thank you so much for tuning in. I will wrap up this episode today, and so I hope you will be sure and check out the other three parts of this episode, plus the other episodes that I have recorded as well. And I mentioned in the first part of this episode that I have been busy lately. I have been looking for a full-time job, and so that kind of slowed me down as far as getting new content out. So I hope to be able to get back on a regular path and be able to put out about four parts of an episode, or at least maybe possibly even two episodes per month. I hope to be able to do that and kind of keep bringing you as much content as I can. And I just thank you for all those who have supported me on this podcast, who tune into the podcast. I wanted to make it free. I didn't want to have people have to pay to hear the good news of the gospel. God gives us the free gift of salvation. So I don't want to have people to have to pay in order to find that out. So I know that God will bless this podcast. He already has, as it's now been downloaded in 11 different countries around the world. To God be the glory for that. And of course, it's on all the major podcast platforms as well. So anyone, anywhere in the world can hear the good news of the gospel. And I prayed when I started this podcast that God would do something amazing and that if he gave me the platform, I would bring the good news of his word to as many as I can. And I know you may get tired of hearing me say that. I have grown closer and closer to God the last 4 years, and I just want to share the things that I have learned in my life and learned in my walk. I don't know what's going to happen down the road with this podcast. Maybe I will interview some people. Maybe I'll have more insight. I'll have more video clips like I did on the part of the episode where I talked about worship in the church. And I used an interview between radio host Todd Friel and Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries. And I may have more of that down the road. So it's not just me talking the entire time. But I just hope I can bring you sort of a layman's perspective of the gospel, not take anything away from it, not water it down, because there are some things that are tough to talk about. There are a lot of tough topics in the Bible. There are a lot of things that hit on people's nerves. And this may be one of those episodes where you think you're living a life of conviction. You don't see anything wrong with watching the Olympics or supporting a company that doesn't believe in the same values that you do, or working for a company that doesn't support the same values that you do. But it is important. It is something that we need to stop and that we need to think about. We need to live lives of conviction and discernment. And God has put this on my heart. As I've said many times before, I talk about the topics that God puts on my heart. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm an expert, because I am not. There are things that I've talked with you about that I'm still working through in my life, that I'm still working through in my Christian walk. So I'm not sitting here trying to point the finger and say, I am doing it right, you're not doing it right. I'm just saying we need to sometimes have those tough conversations and say, what does God's word say? This is really how we should be living. This is really what we are called to do. And there are not enough people out there that are standing up and saying that. And that is one of the reasons I wanted to do this podcast, was there were not enough pastors that are bold enough to stand there and say, this is what we believe. This is not what we believe. We're not going to have this in our church. We will have this in our church. And that's a problem. And that's why I said, God, give me a platform. I've had this platform for years. It wasn't that I didn't use it. His timing is perfect. And with all the craziness going on in this world, I started this podcast. And again, I'm coming up to my 1 year anniversary. I am so blessed and so excited for that. And to God be the glory for this podcast. All right. So I'm going to try and wrap this up today. So I'm going to get going. I know that was a long introduction, but on the last part of the episode, I talked about the opening ceremony of the Olympics and how it had a demonic depiction of the Lord's Supper, and how there were many Christians that responded, and many even Christians and non-Christians. It was sort of this argument going on, and non-Christians were saying that Christians were hating on them for calling it evil, which it was. I read you some verses that talked about mocking God and woe to those who call evil good and good evil, and that there were not enough Christians, I believe, that stood up and said, this is wrong. This is not what we should be doing. This is not something that we should be supporting. And yet there were so many Christians who were still watching the Olympics. And it's something that's hard for me to understand now that I'm living a life of conviction and a life of discernment, because it's something that I can't do it. I can't support openly support and openly watch an organization who's going to mock God. And something that God holds very near and dear is his name. And when you mock him, there are going to be consequences. We may not see them immediately. Many of us may not even see them on this side of heaven, but God does not let it go unnoticed. He will have the final word. I also talked about that verse as well. So, and I kind of gave you a little bit of a commentary about the opening Olympics or the opening ceremony of the Olympics on the last part of the episode. So if you want to hear about that, then go back and listen to part C or part three of this episode. Now, moving on to discernment, that's the second thing that I want to talk about, and I believe it goes hand in hand with conviction. As Christians, we have the Holy Spirit in us. We can have both discernment and conviction. Both of those are available to us. The problem is so many times we don't see the help of the Holy Spirit or seek the help of the Holy Spirit to have those in our lives. And here's what I call discernment that comes from the Holy Spirit, and I call it this, but it's also called spiritual discernment. And we are reminded about it in James 1:5. And let me read that for you again. I read in the ESV version. Here's what James 1:5 says. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives it generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. If any of you needs help, if you need help discerning or have wisdom in that tough situation, maybe it's raising kids, maybe it's making an important life decision. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who will give it generously without reproach. There are no strings attached. God doesn't sit here and say, oh, I'll give you wisdom to make the right decision, but you've got to do this for me, or you've got to do that, or you've got to do this. This is a game changer. If Christians would just wake up and realize this, we've got the power to pray. God has given his children the ability to interact with him, and that is through the power of prayer. We can pray to him and ask him for wisdom in those tough situations. That wisdom is spiritual discernment, and it can go a long, long way into living the life that God wants us to live. Another verse that talks about discernment is Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Do not be conformed to this world. So here's how I look at it. And maybe you don't see it this way, but I think it's a pretty good litmus test. If the world is applauding it, if the world is supporting it, then it goes against the Bible. Because remember, I said on the last part of the episode, the world hated Jesus and the world will hate those who follow Jesus. He says that in his word. Do not be conformed to this world. So if the world is applauding it, it probably does not stand on your beliefs. If you claim to be a Christian, then if the world is sitting there and applauding it and saying, yes, this is what we want, this is what is good, then it's the opposite. I can almost guarantee you. So that should be the litmus test. And that's how I look at it with a lot of these athletes and with a lot of these things that go on, is if there's many people in the world, celebrities or politicians or whatever, saying, oh yeah, this is great, this is what we believe, then I know something's up, because the opinion of man does not matter. The only one that matters is what God's word says. So whether you say, well, I don't believe this and I don't think that's right and I don't agree with it, it doesn't matter. God said it. That's the way that it is. That's it, period. There is no argument. There is no discussion. And there are many things that we're not going to understand. Why does God allow evil in this world? Why does God allow this to happen? Why does he allow that to happen? We may never understand that this side of heaven, but it's not for us to figure out. It's for us to trust him and to live out his will in our lives. Another verse that talks about discernment is 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. And basically breaking down that verse is the natural person does not accept the things of God. Here's a way I heard a pastor say it one time. When I looked at the opening ceremony of the Olympics, and I didn't watch it, I just heard about it, so I want to be clear on that. But I heard a pastor say this one time when he was watching, I don't remember what it was, whether it was the Super Bowl halftime performance, whatever the case may be. But one time he said, it's just non-Christians acting the way that non-Christians act. So we shouldn't be surprised. And that's what the pastor at the church that I work at on Sundays said. we shouldn't be surprised that there was a satanic depiction of the Lord's Supper in the opening ceremony of the Olympics. We should not be surprised, but we also cannot ignore it. We also cannot sit here and not call it evil and call out those who made that decision or those who participated in it. We can't do that. We can't sit idle and not try and use every opportunity that comes our way to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those who need to hear it. And this is a perfect opportunity for that. People have a lot of strong opinions about different things. They've got a lot of strong opinions about the opening ceremony. Some people didn't see any problem with it. Some said it wasn't depicting the Lord's Supper, which again is nonsense because even a representative of the Olympics said that it was and that they were sorry if they offended any Christians. So that argument goes right out the window. They openly defied God. They openly mocked God. And that should bother every so-called Christian. Because when God gets mocked, then that should affect us. Because remember, we are part of the family of God. We are children of God. If someone says something bad about your family, does it not have an effect on you? If somebody were to mock a member of your family or pick on or bully somebody in your family, would it not have an effect on you? I think you would be hard-pressed to find somebody who would say that it didn't affect them, that, you know, it doesn't matter, they're just, you know, doing that. No, it affects us. Just like when someone speaks out against God, when someone mocks God, it affects us. Now, it's not for us to judge them. It's not for us to try and bring justice to them because God will take care of that himself. He does not need our help. God will use us, but he doesn't need our help in order to run things because we are not in charge. We are man. We cannot do anything in this life without the power and the help of God. So I don't want to go too far off on that, but I want to give you one final verse about discernment, and that is Proverbs 28:2, of course, from the book of Wisdom, which says, "When a land transgresses, it has many rulers, but with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue." And I love that. And that is why it's so important that you go out and vote and you support candidates that support your values. And that is why we should pray that more men and women of God get into political office. Because when a land transgresses, when a land goes against what God says, it has many rulers and things are in chaos. Chaos is rampant. But when with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. Discernment is a spiritual gift, and wisdom is the foundation of discernment. Wisdom helps us to discern. If you've never read the book of Proverbs, I encourage you to do that. There are many, many great things in there that we should apply to our lives. Of course, there's many things in the Bible we should apply to our lives, but especially in the book of Proverbs, there's a reason it's called the book of wisdom. Here are a couple more verses that I want to share with you real quick, and that is James 1:6. Now, I already read James 1:5, so I'll go back and read James 1:5 and then also read verse 6. So here we go, James 1:5. "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives it generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." Don't be afraid to go to God in prayer. Don't be like, well, I don't know what his answer is going to be. I don't know if he wants to hear from me. I don't know if I have the right to ask him. As children of God, that's why God gave us prayer. He gives us the ability to communicate with our Creator, our Heavenly Father. So don't be afraid. If you lack wisdom, ask God, and he will give it generously to all of those who ask. Another great verse, I mentioned the book of Proverbs, and this is one of those verses that if you read Proverbs, you will read this verse, and that's Proverbs 3:5-6, and maybe you've heard it many times before. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." We have got to stop trying to figure out things on our own. We've got to stop trying to figure out, well, this is the decision that I want to make, and this is what I think would be best. What is God leading me to do? That is living a life of conviction. That is, I can't support this anymore because of what this company believes. I can't do this because I'm convicted about this. That is what we should do. Stop trying to figure things out on our own. And it's man's nature to do that. I'm not saying that I've never done that in my life, that I still don't do that, where I try and figure this out, or I'm going to do this, and then eventually I come around to remembering I got to trust God with all my heart and know that he can see the whole picture. I cannot. Finally, James 3:17, and that says, "But the wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere." So if you do not have wisdom, if you lack wisdom and discernment in your life, ask God, and He will give it generously to all those who ask. So let me use discernment on some of the examples that I provided. First, as I said, I was convicted about where I wanted to work, but I was able to discern the places where God wanted me to apply and work, since He knew my heart and He knew what would be best for me. I had discernment about Target. I knew the values that they stand for, and I know that they are not the same as mine. Therefore, I could not work or support them. The same thing goes for the other examples that I mentioned: Starbucks, Disney, Microsoft, and AT&T. I believe discernment does come easier than conviction. You can discern what you want to support. However, being convicted of who or what you support is an entirely different matter. So I'm going to wrap things up now. And again, I just pray that you're able to decipher and understand better the difference between conviction and discernment. And just hopefully you are encouraged to have both of those in your life. And if you reach out to God and ask Him, He will give those to you, because He gives to us generously without reproach and with no strings attached. Lord, thank You for today. And Lord, I pray that this episode has spoke to many. There may be many that are struggling and not living lives of conviction or discernment. And I pray that they would reach out to You and ask You through the power of the Holy Spirit to convict them about different things in their life and help them to discern what is right and what is good and what Your will is for their lives. When we live lives of conviction and discernment, it pleases You. And so, Lord, again, thank You for putting this topic on my heart. I pray that hopefully many have been able to understand the difference between these and the importance of having these in the Christian walk. Thank You for giving me this platform to share Your word with the entire world. And thank You for sending Jesus to die for us on the cross. It's in Your name that I pray. Amen. Just as a reminder, you can catch the other parts of this episode and many other episodes on various podcast platforms, as well as the podcast website. And like I said, hopefully I can get back into the groove and start producing several episodes per month and get those posted. I'm working as quick as I can now that I've got a full-time job and I don't have to job search anymore. Then I can hopefully get these going here pretty quick. But I like to take my time and just let God guide me as to what I want to talk about. And so that is why sometimes it takes me a little bit longer on certain topics. If it's a tough topic, I don't want to rush it. I don't want to just come and just talk about whatever I think of first. I really try and take time and find verses that go with what I'm talking about that can hopefully help you and get you back into reading God's word or get you to understand what God is telling us in His word. So once again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I'm Travis Sullivan. This is Truth from the Heart. And remember that Jesus is King. Maranatha. And God bless. Until next time.